Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Are you one of nearly 3 in 10 men experiencing erectile dysfunction? Why not have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go Loud.
Back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with a brand that will help men, not just with their erections, but in realising that there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Guys, how are we? Michael, how are we?
Mark, we're very well. How are you?
Oh, did you see there was a viral couple who dressed up like Travis Quilchy at EP?
Brilliant. Shoot them. Take them out of the festival grounds and shoot them. Bury them in a mass grave. No. I just hate the internet.
You really do.
I hate the internet. I guarantee you now that there will be some like viral Irish sketch comedian who will develop two characters called like Travis Quilchy and Taylor Swift. And it'll be some fucking bland, boring boot on my cranium, brain bleed, banal levels of humour about
Travis and Taylor. Could you imagine if they went to the EP for the...
Do you know what I mean? Shoot me.
It's great.
It's the worst thing ever.
No.
People are the worst. Oh, here's a viral video of me taking the greatest person that I know to EP. And you're bringing your mum. What is this? Embarrassment land. This whole thing now, have you seen some of these viral clips of people bringing their parents to music festivals?
It's disgusting.
If I was to bring one of my parents to music festivals, they'd be done for like so many. Taking them through the fucking food options at least, we'd be gone.
Yeah.
Bringing your parents to festivals.
It's so performative, isn't it?
It's completely...
It's actually worse than bringing kids.
Yeah, the kids is one thing.
Yeah.
But the parents is...
The parents is worse. 100% the parents is worse.
Oh, look at my mom just dancing. Yeah, how did she get back to the Jimi Hendrix campsite at 1 when you want to shove MDMA up your bum? Mum, listen, thanks. We got the viral video of you at CMAT. Would you fuck off now, please? I've just been invited into a rave in the woods by some lad with eyebrows on his cheeks and dreads. He's from Sandy Cove, but he's a trust fund baby. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just a real bunch of open-minded sort of... Ugh. Honestly, I hate the internet. I hate me. I hate my internet presence. I hate it all. It's all just the worst thing ever. Would you bring your parents to a music festival?
Absolutely not. I went to a gig with my parents last year and I even found that uncomfortable. Like, it was in Marley Park, a 10-minute walk from where I live.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just, it's not an environment that, like, families should be in, I think.
I just don't have that relationship with, like, my mum.
But I don't either. Like, my family isn't built that way. And we were kind of just standing there, you know.
Would you be pre-drinking in the tent? Do you know what I mean? Mum, have us just passing her a house key. Do you know what I mean? Like, how would it work?
It wouldn't. It doesn't. That's the problem.
Oh, guys, how's it going? Yeah, yeah, we'll meet you over at the Red Bull. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is Deirdre. Sorry. This is Deirdre, yeah. She's my mum. Good stuff. Anyway, it's the roast of unsolicited advice.
Yes.
Oh, I have something else to apologise for, actually.
Okay.
Sorry, Galway, sold out, let's go.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How did you find Friday?
You don't want to know.
I do know. That's what I'm asking.
I need help. I need psychiatric assistance. So the tickets went on sale at 10 a.m. By 11 a.m. or something, or midday, they were 75% sold out. And I was like, this is more humiliating than a viral dick pic of myself going around with forwarded many times on WhatsApp. Genuinely, I was like, it's over.
It went so well and you were just having a complete conniption.
I went out for a walk. Now, to be fair, Mystery Mick did that thing where he messaged me an hour after the tickets went on sale going, all okay. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I haven't seen your post saying they're sold out. Well, that means they're obviously not sold out yet, Chief.
So
Columbo, Alan Turing, read between the lineage.
So actually, maybe read your messages. I said, is everything okay? I didn't see you post a story. So I was like, he hasn't put it up on sale.
Michael...
No, don't, no, no.
Look, I owe you an apology, okay? Yeah. But I also do owe somebody else an apology.
Okay.
This is really bad.
Right.
I went out for a walk in my beloved Castle Knock.
Yeah.
To sort of take the edge off. Didn't work at all.
Okay.
You know when you're like walking around, you can see people looking at their cars and traffic, and you're like, they're laughing. They didn't buy tickets to Galway. Fucking bastards. Anyway, I was walking and I saw this guy, a lovely young man, probably 10 years our junior, walking down the road, and I could see the face. I could see the sort of wave of recognition cross over his face, right? And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, for the love of God, I don't want to have to speak to anybody now. Can't they see that I'm in bad form? And he was trying to time his walk to me reaching the end of the road. So I just stopped walking and took my phone out and was like, fuck this. I'm so antisocial. But the little guy, he's a smart little addict.
Yeah.
He pretended to tie his shoelace.
Oh,
so there's this Mexican standoff between me avoiding someone who likely wants to give me a compliment. And anyway, I eventually get to the end of the road and he just goes, he looks up from tying his shoe and he goes, oh, Mark? And I was like, yeah, mate, what's the story? And he was like, I'm listening to your podcast right now. I'm a huge fan. And I was just like, how long have you been tying your shoes for, freak? No, I'm joking. I was like, lovely to meet you. But I owe him an apology because I wasn't as forthcoming with the chat that I usually would be.
Oh, my God.
So I'm very sorry. And it is lovely when someone's listening to their podcast as you meet them.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
No, anyway. You have to make it up to this guy.
What do you mean?
Well, like, he's a big fan. He's listening to your podcast.
He's probably a neighbor, though. I don't want to invite him over for a sleepover.
Maybe just offer him a ticket.
To what? To one of the shows?
Yeah. That's only fair.
Okay. Dear listener, boy who I saw on the road.
Yes.
If you are listening and you would like to come to Cork or Galway, send me a DM and we will make it happen. And last but not least, have you noticed that the influencers have discovered ChatGPT?
I haven't. Yeah. Say more on that.
It's the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life.
How so? Like, everyone's using it. What's the problem with influencers now using it?
Next to watching a video of my own conception, I honestly cannot say that there's more of an assault on the eyeballs than watching an influencer use ChatGPT to generate what they believe to be a motivating caption on Instagram.
Mark, they're hardworking people.
Okay, well, no, by the way, I'm not up for, like, aimless influencer bashing because I do believe that some of them are genuinely extremely hardworking, not... And I also feel like the influencer bashing is just thinly veiled misogyny for the most part.
I'm with you.
Especially in the eyes of journalists. They love nothing more than just... We won't go into that today. But I'm talking about the sort of spoofer, particularly the coaches.
Okay, give me some examples.
Well, like, they're using these captions now, which they've discovered ChatGPT, and like the rest of us, they're going, wow, this is an amazing tool. But it is a tool that is bound by the limitations of your own intelligence.
Yes.
And that's what people don't realise.
Very much agree.
You know, ChatGPT is as good as you can be with ChatGPT. It can't do everything for you. So these people are discovering ChatGPT and then going like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, generate a motivational status about this. And then they put up this bullshit thing of them, like, on a beach with some music in the background. And it goes, last year I found myself at a crossroads. And then that really long, that stupid long dash. The dash is the biggest revealer. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Get rid of the dash. That stupidly long hyphen that doesn't
double
exist
hyphen.
In the English
yeah.
language. Yeah, last year I found myself at a crossroads. What crossroads? Do I quit? Where do I go bravely into the bold, new, courageous world I've never seen before? You gotta ask yourself. Do I walk away? or do I dive right in? 5 bullet points then. Those exact same bullet points. I swear to God, anybody that has an Instagram account, please keep your eyes peeled. The coaches, the motivational spoofers, the fitness gurus, the bullshit blog, all of them are using this ChatGPT to generate their own motivational captions.
The spoofers are now outsourcing.
The spoofers are outsourcing the spoof, which is just... I'm in flying form today.
Oh, it's great to see you, Mark.
It's the roast of unsolicited advice. Let's fucking go.
My 8-year-old son, who was born by C-section, he used to get recurring chest infections as a child. So he was 8 now at this stage. And my hippy-dippy sister-in-law told me that the only way I was going to fix this was... he'd have to be rebirthed because he was born by C-section and essentially he was taken out into the world when he wasn't ready. He hadn't gone through the process of going down through the vagina and being pushed out into the world. He was just taken out. So she told me what I had to do was put him up under my skirt between my two legs and mimic a natural birth by pushing him out then. And that it would essentially fix everything. Suffice it to say, I didn't do this. And he's fine. He's 31 now. But I still laugh when I think about it. You know, she actually thought that this was the only thing that was going to fix it.
What I love about hippies the most is their arrogance and stupidity.
Oh, totally agree.
The combination of... The fact that this woman thinks that the perceived, by the way, trauma, okay,
mm-hmm.
the perceived trauma of a child going through a C-section would not be dwarfed by re-entering the vagina at the age of 8.
It's so fucked.
There are horror movies that have not been commissioned because they've deemed them to be too gargantuan in their grotesqueness. And one of those plot points was probably re-entering your mother's vagina at the age of 16 or 8. 16 was just for the rhyme. That's the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fucking reaver. Hippies. Are you joking me?
Hippies are the biggest slop lords. You know, I told you I live with a girl in Clapton many years ago in Hackney, and she used to pay this woman 280 snids once a month to come around and eject her with frog spawn or like frog's poison. Oh. And she'd be like, genuinely, she'd have the runs and vomiting for 48 hours, and afterwards she'd be like, oh, I feel bloody great. Let's go out and do some ketamine 3 weeks before the additional cleanse. When I tried to cleanse, I just buy new stationery and I download the Calm app. Do you know what I mean? That was my version. Not fucking injecting myself with frog's juice.
It's totally outrageous.
Where
isn't
do hippies get the money? This is the thing about hippies. They always manage to get by because there's somebody that will believe their spoof.
And there's this kind of communal element to how they live. So they can do
They're
it on
protected.
The cheap.
They're protected. Yeah.
But they can also do it on the cheap. They kind of look out for each other and... a weird way. So, you know, if you need a couch to live on or, you know, you can just mooch, basically.
Yeah, well, you're describing positive traits of a friendship and community circle there, Chief. So, yeah, they do this really fucked up thing where they talk about their emotions and lend each other their ears and support when they're vulnerable. Fucking bellends. Anyway, I drowned a few nerds yesterday in the jocks. I mean, jacks with jocks. Gay. Oliver.
I was told years ago not to give my baby boy soy milk because it would turn him gay. The poor child was lactose intolerant, and I think soy milk was probably the only formula. I don't even know why I'm making why I'm even explaining it, because that is just devant your ma, as you would say.
Levels of absurdity. And the person who actually gave me that really bit of sound advice was one of my assistants. She was living in the States at the time, so I'm only thinking that maybe she said it because they're all lunatics over there. But still, one of the most outrageous things I think of it a lot when I look at crazy unsolicited advice givers and people feeding their babies different types of formulas.
Yes, completely absurd.
Ridiculous.
Giving soy milk to your child will make them gay.
Mm.
Do people know what being gay is? I remember as frequent listeners will know, I went to a, on my stag, somebody had planned, somebody close to me had planned that me and him would do a spa morning on the morning of it. Obviously, I don't drink, so it was like a lovely way of doing things to mark the occasion that weren't alcohol related. And this woman, I think her name was Mary, wrote back to my story. Do you remember? She meant to send it to somebody else. And she was like, yeah, I know. He's so, so gay. It's like, if you think me wearing a robe in a spa is gay, don't Google what actually being gay is. Because you'll be in for a rude awakening.
To say the least.
You'll be horrified if you think that's what gay. Like, I have a list. I've mentioned it before in the podcast, but I think we need to add soy milk
to the list.
To the list. So if you're new to the show, or if this is your one of the first few times you've listened, I have been keeping a list of all the things that I've been told, the reasons why I am gay, or also just general things that immediately mean that somebody is gay. Playing Quidditch in the Phoenix Park. It's something. It's not gay, though. Green tea, apparently gay. Listening to Dermot Kennedy, apparently gay. Being in a relationship with a woman, gay. Ordering salmon, gay. Crossing your legs, gay. Wearing jeans that weren't designed purely for the function of concealing your legs from the elements, gay. Not being interested in cryptocurrency, gay. Thanking a waiter for your meal. That was a great one. I was at a wedding and the waitress came or the waiter came over to collect the plate. So I was like, thanks a million. And the guy just goes, gay. Brilliant. Oat milk is already on it.
Hey,
brilliant. Oat milk is already on it. So we'll add soy milk to that as well. Soy milk is now on it. Okay. Wearing a two-piece swimsuit. Like, as a man. Okay. It's not gay, though.
No.
Being afraid of sharks, apparently. Gay. That was a French scuba instructor that told me that one.
Of course it was.
You're gay. No. And stop trying to flirt with my wife. Perverts. Going to Barcelona. Gay, apparently. Stretching before exercise. I got that one day in Dunleary. Getting stung by nettles. Gay. Giggling. Gay. Using cards instead of cash. This is absurd. Last two. Using the correct pronunciation. Irony. Using the correct pronunciation of croissant. Drinking beer out of a glass. Drinking water out of a glass. Checking out. No, we're done. Anyway. The kid's not gay, okay? Or he might be. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
But the soy has got nothing to do with the boy liking other boys. Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the soy milk. Anyway, I'm off to collect him from rollerblading class and to bring him by the Elton John. To bring him by the Elton John poster shop. Oh, bloody glitter all over me from his boxers. Yeah, anyway, bloody, is that not Avamore? Do you know? Let's go.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression. When I started telling people, like feeling comfortable to tell people about it. All I got the response was, sure, what do you have to be depressed about? You're really happy.
Yeah, unfortunately, as we all know, this is a very common reaction and response in Ireland to mental health issues and or ailments. Fair play to this man for opening up, not just to his friends and family, but also to us about it. This is the only way, by the way. The only way that we actually normalize things is by talking about them and not just saying, oh, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. No, no, maybe it is just the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Big time, big time.
People saying that they have OCD because they like to put their fucking socks away. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I've got really bad OCD. I said to Declan, if he's getting a green Volvo, you have to get me at least one timeshare in Portugal. None of that makes sense.
So you want people talking about anxiety and depression, but not OCD?
Honestly, what I find is, and I won't go on because we know, Lord knows I do.
Yeah.
But like when I've told people that I have ADHD, sure, everybody is something these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have something. But it's not ADHD. Do you know what I mean? I am amazed at the relationship some people have with mental health where they are actually so suspicious of anybody talking about it. It's like, is there not just an element of fucking getting on with it? Yeah, they've been trying.
Yeah, they've been really struggling.
They've actually been getting on with this for so long that has become impossible to bear.
Yeah.
The weight of that issue. And they're now opening up about it. And your response is say, would you not, you know, there's like exercise and stuff. And would you not get up off the couch? Maybe that's why you feel bad. Good, we'd be here all day.
No, it's very frustrating though.
It's really frustrating. This person does sound like a faker, though. I can tell by the tone of his voice.
You can tell.
Should be saying real happy.
You're a fucking loon. You're still a loon. Those hallucinations are not real. No.
No.
Oh, my God. Mark.
So I was at a 40th birthday, mind my own business. Now, I just have never had any work done on my face, but I have been told by others I look all right. So it's not something I want to do, which is fine. I don't mind anyone else doing it. It's like, do you? Anyway, I'm standing there minding my own business, and this woman out of nowhere comes up to me and says, you need to get a lot of work done. There's too much movement in your face and you're going to be left behind by all the other hot moms. She also said the area that we live in, which was outrageous. The moms are hot there. Anyway, it shook me to my core. It took me a while to get over it. I'm grand now. Still don't have any Botox. But yeah, it was mad. It was actually worse than that, but I won't even get into it because Dublin is small. Enjoy.
Dublin is small.
Very, very
It's
much.
Tinier than Michael's appendage, and we have to be careful. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Unwarranted phallus gags. That's the level. That's the barometer of banter that we're on here. Yeah. I think this... Forget the Botox. Forget the facial reconstructive whatever. Everybody is allowed to. Everybody.
Totally.
It doesn't matter. What I think the issue is that we all do things, right? Mm-hmm. And then we need to tell everybody else that they are the things to do.
Yes.
We need to provide... It's like with babies. And I think we might need to do a full episode on some of the stuff that's happened. Like this shit that myself and Darren are getting at the moment.
I can only imagine.
Her DMs are almost as sloppy as mine. I feel like mine always pepper at the post in terms of the rangement levels. But, you know, people have their own experience. Mm-hmm. And they assume that that experience is the experience for everybody else. Do you know what I mean? That is the only... way one must live. And I feel like growing up as an adult, okay, is recognizing that, mm-hmm. is recognizing that your experience was just one way of doing things. And also, by the way, look at your hard, fastened beliefs and your relationship with the world and ask yourself, do I actually believe that? Or is that just, here's one for you.
Go on.
I'm in a bit of a growth, in a bit of a transformative process.
Okay, say more.
For the last week, mm-hmm. I have slept, I know you're going to laugh now, listener.
No.
I have slept without socks in bed.
Look at you.
Yeah.
No, that's big.
Yeah. First time.
Genuinely well done.
First time in my adult life.
That's fantastic. How are you feeling?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah?
Because...
I'm not taking the piss at all.
I genuinely...
Yeah, yeah.
And the first night was like, this is the worst thing ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
This is definitely the worst type of suffering anybody in Ireland knows tonight. Is me, a podcaster and comedian, fretting about having his dogs out in the night sky.
They're just so cold.
So yeah.
Fair play, that's brilliant.
But it's for me, I was trying to chat it through to Darren. I was like in the car and she was like looking out the window going, is this what I've married? A guy who's passionate about taking his socks off. This was his Everest. Like my brother-in-law has actually climbed Everest. And I think I'm amazing because I've taken the old fucking Dilly dogs.
Yeah, man, I know, cold.
Yeah, man, you talk about the Hillary step. Let's talk about me having the old New Balance boys tossed on the side of the floor when I ride my wife. Don't be looking at me like that, either of you, when I talk about...
Mark,
so,
come on.
Anyway, yeah, what I'm saying is, the ideas that you have about everything are bullshit.
I'm totally with you. But, you know, and I'm interested about this one because I don't know if you had this experience. Like... South Dublin private schools, very clicky, very posh. Mm. But I think the parents are equally as bad or equally as much playing a part in that
Absolutely.
Whole shtick.
Absolutely.
Like it's that is 100% the conversation I would have heard as a kid.
Projecting. My biggest fear as a person who's about to become a father, and I know that I will make so many mistakes and I'm so problematic and flawed and all the rest, whatever, is that I will absolutely try to not transfer the shit that I've inherited onto them. Isn't the mad stuff? Do you know what I mean?
Totally
with you. Again, like my own neuroses, not just blaming my parents,
but
my own neuroses and bananas way of looking at the world. I don't want that to just automatically be transferred. Let them have their experience.
Welcome back to Parenting Pals with Marky Mark and Mystery Mick. Two little boys with slippery dicks. Every single front.
No, let's just go. Come this on. Is good luck. Stop this. Guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. I hope you're enjoying the episode in as much as we are. If you're enjoying the show, you know what to do. Send an episode to a friend of yours. Go, oh my God, this is literally you. Or, haha, you should check out the voice note about haha. I don't know. Do you know, is that what?
No, you sound like AI.
Anyway, if you're enjoying the show, the greatest way to help us grow is to send it with your friend. Send it to your friends. We have been having an enormously successful few months of growth, and all of that is down to you for listening. So thank you so much. I really, really and truly appreciate it. Make sure to follow wherever you get your podcast. If it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, just click follow and subscribe. It means that the show just automatically come up in your feed every single week. However, if you have ideas for roasts, message me on Instagram at Megan Mark. Let me know if you enjoy the show. I have a very fragile ego, even though it soars every now and then. Okay, let's go.
So basically, one of the girls had left the job that weekend. Saturday was the last day she was in, and I was quite close to her. So when we came into work on the Monday, you know, I was a little bit upset, I suppose, or sad, and also had randomly had a banging headache, and obviously there was a bit of a sour taste in his mouth because someone had left, and you know, the staff were a bit all over the place, and he had an argument with this girl, and you know, people were getting involved and stuff, so he was the one that kind of felt guilty. So I went out the back, done what I had to do, went out the back just to give myself a minute, take two Panadol, Norfem, whatever I took, trying to ease the headache. And he comes out at the back of me, he's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I just don't feel well. I was like, I just have an awful headache and I actually feel a bit sick with it. Like, you know, it's just better not have anything to do with the weekend. And I was like, I have a headache. Like, I was like, what is your problem? Like, I literally have a headache. I'm taking two tablets for it. Like, so he goes, do you know what you need to do? He goes, you need to go off to St. Francis Hospice and take a walk around.
No.
And I was like, sorry, what? I was like, St. Francis Hospice. I was like, across the way in Raheny, where like people are dying. And he was like, yeah, you do. He was like, you need to appreciate your life and be thankful and be grateful for what you have. And I was like, I am thankful and grateful. I was like, why would I want to go off to that place? I was like, people are dying sick over there. I was like, and why would you want someone to go and walk around? And he was like, you need to appreciate your life. I was like, I have a headache. I was like, let's take two Panadol. And he was like, no, this is ridiculous. But then I kind of lost the plot then. I was like, do you really realise I literally had a family member pass away a couple of months ago and they died in St. Francis Hospice? I was like, and I've seen what the family went through and everybody. I was like, and you're telling me to go over there and walk around? I was like, you need help. I was like, you need to be saying to. And then obviously an argument broke out and I just walked out because I was like, I need to get away from this fella. I need to take a little walk and get a sip of water. But yeah. That's the stuff you had to put up with that job. Like, you could write it, you could do.
I mean, you can't be comparing headaches to cancer. Of course that's going to win. Of course it's always going. It's like when you say to somebody like, oh yeah, we just booked a holiday. They're like, oh, amazing. You're like, yeah, last minute over to Tenerife. We're absolutely delighted. They're like, oh, fuck, that's great. Great. Was it really expensive? And you go, no, we got so lucky. Like, you won't believe how cheap it was. Guess, €6. Of course it wasn't €6. Of course it wasn't €6. Do you know what I mean? But now anything that I say is just going to sound shit.
Yeah, you've just completely destroyed the exchange. Like...
Oh, I got diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis last year. Did you, Mark? Yeah, I did. I actually did. Cool. Well, you could have cancer. Yeah.
But I don't. I have this
and
thing.
And this is still a massive inconvenience. It's an autoimmune disease I didn't plan on discovering I had at the age of 34.
Yeah.
Well. You ever hear of Johnny Rotten No Head? Who's that? You know my friend, he worked as a bin man in New York. And his head got decapitated on the upper east side on a Sunday morning. No, this is the first I've heard of it. And also, how do you know that guy? Or did you know that guy? Anyway, your head could be chopped off. Yeah, brilliant. It could be. Yeah. So I've got nothing. I can never experience hardship. I can never know pain or anguish due to not having my head slopped off, chopped off.
I also love how this boss thinks like a hospice is like a safari.
Do you know what I mean?
Just have a little jog around the garden there.
Oh, I love. Take yourself down to Ward 7. Have a look at the old baldies in there. Then you'll know. Then you'll be grateful. You want to write a grateful list?
Go on there, have a look at the cancerous, and you'll fucking be feeling great about yourself then. Don't be coming up about me, about your dad dying, or about your getting hit by a car and dislocating your nostrils, right? Go down, have a look at them cancers, and then come back to me. There you are, mental health, my bloody load of wank jobs. Okay, so we're all...
You've just become a minor in the 80s.
A gentleman's club in fucking, like, Sheffield. The head of HR in a gentleman's club in Sheffield. Mental health, more like whores. Brilliant. Anyway, lunacy. Yeah, look, let's just go. Bananas.
So I had a breakdown a couple of years ago. And multiple people on multiple different occasions suggested to me that I should go for more walks.
Yeah.
And that would like help me and it would basically make me get over it. And even now when I talk about mental health and I'm in much better place than what I ever was, it's always something that people suggest. Have you tried going for a walk? As if a walk is going to like fix your mental health. But yeah. That's my unsolicited advice that I have received.
It's just like, you do realise I was dragged out of the Pennies in Dundrum Shopping Centre by four security guards after getting on the microphone and repeatedly shouting out, "What colour is Tuesday?" I was wearing pyjamas, do you know what I mean? Going for an extra walk a week isn't going to solve it. I was flinging my feces at the 38 bus as it went down Auburn Avenue. I don't think the couch to 5K is the remedy here.
Yeah.
Just other examples.
It's not a park run, like you've had a breakdown.
Do you know what I mean?
But this, I think people love this like armchair psychiatry and wellness where they're just like, oh, just do this thing that I do and you'll be fine.
People say things like, oh, I read somewhere. No, you saw an Instagram reel.
Yeah. You literally saw TikTok. Yeah.
You saw a TikTok and your eyes glanced at it for basically 3 to 5 seconds. And as a result, you go, yeah, no, I read somewhere that actually if you drank oatmeal every morning, you wouldn't have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's completely outrageous.
Oh, Mark, I heard you got diagnosed with arthritis. I did, yeah. It can be tough, blah. Have you ever heard of turmeric? Brilliant. No, I haven't, Una. Fuck. I best get on that. I'm a real boy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'll just leave that medication that the bloody doctor gave me.
Oh my God.
Get some ginseng.
It's like the hippie stuff though.
Oh, it is. It is.
Man, I was on Facebook recently. I always say this, but go on. If you ever need a lift, get yourself to Facebook. That girl that I used to live with, I went on to her Facebook to see her. She's a lovely girl, by the way. Hope she doesn't listen to the podcast. Good to see you, Jessica. Nevertheless, she went on to her Facebook because I hadn't been on it in about 2 years.
All right.
What was there? An album of her giving birth in her back garden.
Oh, no.
Genuinely, I swear to God.
Oh, no.
This is a thing. No, it's called free birthing. She was in one of those. Do you remember those green turtles that we all had in the 90s? do you remember those? The Fisher Price lads.
Of course I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before it was like, oh, it's a sandpit and a swimming pool. It's not a swimming pool. There are fucking chlorine things for the foot and mouth disease that have more depth than this turtle. Nevertheless, it was her on all fours giving birth in the backyard turtle. Fisher Price.
Was like, did you see everything?
Yeah, well, Michael, it wasn't that much of a wank. Do you know what I mean? Like,
not where I was going. I've
got a USB here for you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you
on,
could
man.
See everything.
Jesus Christ.
It's, by the way, pretty eye-opening stuff.
I can only imagine.
We've lit a bit of incense. Oh my God. The incense is not doing anything. You've got some 53-year-old pervert who used to work in a Chartbusters now calling herself a witch, dancing around with long fingernails going, hokily pokily, earthly girth. Do you know what I mean? There's a baby coming out of my vagine. No amount of incense or fucking, I don't know what.
Saging.
Swoon by the Chemical Brothers on the pan pipes. This is absolute madness. Lighting bark. Lighting sticks of wood. Also, we're in Hackney. Do you know what I mean? It's on all fours. We're in November. It's freezing. And I'm there giving birth to a baby.
That is so grim.
It is honestly. Oh, the umbilical straight into the green bin. Do you know what I mean? Does placenta go into the brain bin or, you know, no, freeze it. I've got a NutriBullet inside. I've got a spin class in the morning. That'll give me the glucose. Pucose? I don't know. Hocose? No. It's just complete insanity. That's your... Usually when you go on to somebody you haven't seen in years, you go onto their Facebook, you're like, oh, great, she got married. Oh, she moved to San Francisco. Yeah. Oh, great, I've seen both arses and it's 9 a.m. Just... And the second time I went back and looked as well, it was... And like, when you see it on my phone, it's... Oh, boys will be boys, let's go.
After a high-risk pregnancy, I had been encouraged by my consultant to have C-section. I was at home relaying this information to my husband, and my father, who was visiting at the time, was within earshot and chimed in. I think you should push... I know it's meant to be painful, but I think you'd be proud of yourself.
Ah, you'd be proud of yourself. If you beat the old cancer. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, of course.
This family aren't afraid of a fair day's work.
Ah, you've always liked it. You've always wanted to crack it on. Yeah, remember you went the leaving. You thought you'd only get 400. What did you do? 420, see?
Smashed it.
You've smashed it. Our Dolores. My name's not Dolores. It's just insanity. I think as well, though, sometimes you have to give people the benefit of the doubt and go, was it coming from a good place? Did he think that that's what she needed to hear?
Whether it was or wasn't, though, just like...
Yeah, it's true.
...to do their own shit.
Yeah.
I think there's also, and I don't know if it's like inheriting an older generation or Ireland, but like this pride taken in doing things the hard way.
Yes.
No interest in that.
Yeah,
no
interest. Yeah.
Like, just leave them off. If they need to go get a C-section, let them.
I remember somebody sent me an abusive message whenever I first started going out with Darren and was like, You're not even a real man. There's no chance you'd be able to fix her car. So I'm like, do you think that's what Darren was looking for? Like, do you think that was like her, you know, on her resume for future guys? Must be a mechanic. Do you know what I mean? There are other spectrums of
that's
like
she was doing the AA road watch.
All right.
That's funny.
Stan. Obsessed with Darren. Freak show.
Oh my.
Stop looking through those Facebook photos. Let's go.
Hi, Mark and Mystery Nick. Hope you're good. Okay, so I have a good one for you. So my aunt, she's a proper arsehole. Now, I've always been a few pounds heavier than I should be since I was small, but that's nobody else's fucking business on my own. But she used to look after us on a Friday. And she would take me and go for a walk with her, leaving her two kids at home, saying that I needed the exercise. And also, my brother is gay, and two Christmases ago, we all had dinner together. Him and his partner left the kitchen after, and she turned to me as we were doing the dishes and said, I'm glad he's with someone, even if it is another fella, but it's just the toss of what to do together. I can't get my head around it. Or I swear I could do a full roast on her. She is unreal.
Like, the number one question to ask here is that, should the idea of any of her family members having sex not be enough to be weird for? Oh, she's no problem thinking about Clodagh getting railed by Declan. Oh yeah, thinking about mum on all fours, you betcha.
Yeah, into it.
Gay guy, good luck. That's where I draw the line.
That's where I stop fantasising about the family.
It's just... It's insane. If my nephew was shagging a few birds after a night out, let's go.
Yeah.
Oil me up, beam me up. But if it's gay, not interested. No, there's porn for that. The worst form of bigotry for me. A, if you're going to be a bigot, okay? If you're going to be a homophobe, if you're going to be a transphobe, racist, whatever. Mm. Just own it.
Yeah, totally.
Just be like, yeah, do you know what? I'm afraid of things I don't understand. That's why I judge them. And I'm a fucking freak. And I'm racist. I'm bigoted. I'm a sexist. I'm a misogynist, whatever, right? It's the pretending that, and I look, I have no problem with gay people. But as long as they do what they do, the comfort of their own home, nobody needs to see, you know. Sorry? You've no problem with people of X type, but you just don't want to ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They preface it with being, I'm okay with them being with someone. I just can't think of them being together.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
would you be doing that?
Or no, do you know who's gay? Blank person.
Yeah.
No, and you wouldn't even know it. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's why it's good. Oh, so the only type of gay person that you like is somebody who is so convincingly not gay that they, in your eyes, masquerade as a quote-unquote normal person. Mm. Thus, their gayness is acceptable to you.
Yeah.
You're a bigot. Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you. 100%.
Yeah. So, only that.
I was trying to lose weight a few years ago, and I was just having a chat in the office, and this absolute pork chop who I work with started giving me hinters and advice what I should be eating, what exercises I should be doing. I just stood there and I was like, are you for fucking real?
Did she call somebody a pork chop?
I have a massive problem with this one.
You can't be calling. Do you want to take this one?
If you're talking about your own weight loss in a workplace, it's going to generate like a level of advice. So don't call someone a pork chop. It's so fucking wrong.
Yeah. Skinny people only. Sorry, Una.
Yeah.
Sorry, Una. I could actually hear the tits weighing off your blouse as you walked over there. Not interested. Only want feedback from people who have done marathons. Unless you've done a high rocks, fuck off.
It's like, so fucked, man.
The relationship that we have with weight in this country is very bizarre.
It's absolutely wild.
It's utterly omnipresent at all times.
I think it's also something we'll look back upon with like great shame or realization of how bad we are with it at the moment.
If you actually monitor conversations for a week, look at how often weight comes up in conversation.
Totally.
It's crazy.
Yeah, totally. And also like if insults or like bitching happens, weight will inevitably come into the fold.
Physical appearance, I guess. But and the weight is
is like the ultimate, you know.
The thing is, surely somebody, if they are carrying a bit of extra weight or they've tried to lose it or whatever, they would be a good person to ask for advice.
Totally.
No more than just because like an alcoholic, for instance, just because I couldn't drink successfully doesn't mean that I mightn't have good advice about how to no longer do it.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you just can't be calling people pork chop.
No, pork chop is no, it's completely outrageous. Let's go. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast, my friends. It is the final furlong. The last hurrah. It's the final section. I hope you've enjoyed the show today on the roast of unsolicited opinions. We've had some good ones. We've had some great ones. We've also got some ludicrous ones. And we're at that stage of the show now. Let's go.
Hi, Merrick. So my ma worked in the bank during the Tiger kidnappings in the early 90s. And she came home with the bank protocol and sat us all, my siblings and my dad down. We were all under 10 to say what to do if the robbers came to take mammy. Not to worry, this is what we'd have to do. So my dad was looking really disinterested. and a few hours later, he calls me and my siblings in and decides to give us his advice. He says, "Don't mind ma now. I've it all sorted. If anything happens, you follow me." So for context, my dad had like hunting guns. And so I opened my knickers drawer the next morning to two cartridges. So I asked my siblings, like, "Have you got anything in your room?" And they opened their drawers and they had cartridges in their drawers as well. Went to go and get a spoon for cereal, drawer full of cartridges. So needless to say, thanks be to God, 25 years later, we never needed to take my dad's advice, to follow his lead, whatever he was good to do. And we never needed to use them. But we were still finding the odd cartridge years later in the most random places.
Sweet. Is the dad just effectively preparing them to like shoot people?
But with no gun, just cartridges. Things that are completely ineffective without a gun.
This is bananas.
It's ridiculous.
I'd be more interested as to what his job was that they were under threat from kidnapping during the Celtic Tiger.
Tiger kidnappings. The man worked in a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Tiger kidnappings were something that happened quite frequently.
I understand that. That's why I'm asking what position he must have held.
She worked in a bank. She would have had access. Like, people who worked in banks were at risk to tiger kidnappings.
Okay.
It's just a thing.
Where's Trevor Deeley then? Fucking kidnapping. Oh, kidnapping God. Expert. Oh, who took Maddie? Fucking Interpol
no,
here.
Absolute. No.
Poirot. Columbo. Jessica Fletch. In the flesh.
Oh, obviously. Megan,
The kidnap king.
Fuck off, Mark.
Joe Exotic.
No, we're just naming people
just
now.
Just the flamboyancy.
Okay, good. I'm flamboyant now. Yeah. Lovely.
Okay.
Let's go. So my uncle, well, married to my aunt in up the country. We're down the country. He's a gobshite. And he took upon himself when I got a job in the fire brigade at 19 to ring me to tell me that it's not all rescue and cast some trees. So ex-Laramie's on all everything.
Yeah. That was like borderline Mandarin Chinese. It was quite quick. We need to slow down the voice notes in the future. Yeah, good stuff. Thanks for the support. I love when somebody who's not in a profession decides to tell you, comedian.
Yeah.
It's a fucking tough gig. Mm. Is it? How many years have you done that? Because you're an accountant, aren't you?
Yeah,
no, it's a very tough gig now. Yeah, you'd want to be made of thick skin. You know, it's gone okay so far, so... Really,
that's a hard industry to break into. Yeah.
Well, do you know who is funny? Who?
Kevin Bridges.
Kevin Bridges. You heard of him? Yeah, I've heard of Kevin Bridges, yeah.
Brilliant.
Would you do that stuff? What do you mean? Am I Kevin Bridges? No, I'm not Kevin Bridges, Dad.
He did a Wembley there the other day. Sold it out. 120,000 people.
Brilliant. Well, good for Kevin. I'm delighted for him.
You wouldn't be interested in doing that then, no?
Would I be not interested in selling out Wembley?
I would.
Yeah, like yeah. The ambassador was a good start, yeah. I think. So we'll wait to see what happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Kevin Short.
It's all Kevins. Do you only listen to comedians called Kevin? Is that it?
Kevin Short's another one. He did a tour of Africa. 16 stadiums.
Right.
You wouldn't be interested in doing that.
Would I be interested in touring Africa? Yeah, I'd love to. I would love to do a tour of Africa and do a stadium tour of it. I'm not that famous. Like,
yeah, no, it's a very tough industry, though.
Okay, so basically, the only level of success that you will accept is to be one of the two Kevins. Bridges or Short. If you're not doing a fucking arena, it's over. Good stuff. Let's go.
So my mother-in-law told me while I was about 6 months pregnant, that it was really bad luck to go to any funerals, and my best friend's dad had just died. So, yeah, what was I supposed to do? Not go. I went, obviously. My mother-in-law was crazy.
Oh my God. Ridiculous.
This is like, again, everyone's entitled to be a loon, okay?
Mm.
Be a loon all you want. But it's whenever your shit starts to spill over into other people's lives. Don't go to a funeral when you're pregnant because it's bad luck and it might be bad for the baby.
It's completely outrageous.
Who said that? Who started that rumour? It's complete and utter, unfounded, ignorant, harmful, dangerous nonsense.
That's just someone who's bored. People just say things to, you know.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Those people deserve to die. Too extreme. Too extreme. There's somewhere, a halfway house there that's not as extreme as death. So good luck.
Hey Mark, how are you?
Good.
I'm loving the responses on your latest roast. So funny. But a total pain in the hole of an ex-colleague used to have us all plagued in the office with stupid talk up to the point that we'd actually have to get up and walk away if we saw him coming over just to avoid him. He was painful. So one day he stood in front of me and asked me if I checked my breasts for any lumps and bumps. Apparently, he'd watched a documentary on breast cancer the night before. Before I could even tell him to piss off, he proceeded to show me how I should be doing it on himself through his shirt. He told me how I should be lifting up my boobs in a certain way to get a good look at them in the mirror. I couldn't believe it. I froze in my seat in disbelief that this was actually happening, as did my work colleague in the desk beside me. I didn't even answer him. I was in such shock.
It's just...
Yeah, I got up around 6 o'clock this morning there. I went down to the local Landis and I got 2 melons. So I'll just take them out here and I'll show you. Girls, ladies of the office, gather round. Especially you, Leolanda.
with those two fun bags. You need to be paying extra close attention. You sit up at the front there. So now, girls, imagine these two melons are tits. Each juicier than the next. Imagine these are your delicious, just tits. This is educational. Siobhan, sit the fuck down. This is why Eamon left you. Your knee-jerk response to stress. Ladies, legally I can't ask you to get your breasts off. But if anybody would like to, not you, Mary, you can go back into accounts. I don't know.
This is just, who is that? Who is that man?
I don't know.
Who's asking women to check, like doing demonstrations, demonstrations of... Right. It's nearly home time. I'm running out of steam. Let's go.
Father of the school bully told me to grab the next man I see, as my son would turn out to be gay because he was being raised by a single woman. Yep. And that imbecile was allowed out unaccompanied.
Oh my God.
That's horrendous.
That kid doesn't stand a chance.
No, not at all.
Imagine being born into a single mother. Mother dad.
I fucked it. Oh, that's just a joke, okay? Obviously, it's a joke. Of course, I am taking the mihal. That's the worst thing ever. That kid doesn't stand a chance.
No.
And by the way, we all see that. Like, there are people I know who are unforgivable, unrelenting dicks, and you just know that their children are going to be dicks.
Totally.
We can all, if you're listening to this right now, I am sure you are able to conjure up the image in your head of a child who is almost certainly going to turn out to be a bollocks because you know their parents, who are complete and utter bollockses.
Completely, completely.
It's the parents that I see now, like the most notions, new parents who are just, I'm not entering that competition. I'm not entering that game.
It's the most like basic of social cues and understanding. So if they don't have them, the kids are just going to be dicks. Like they are, because they instill that in them from the get-go.
Without any doubt, you can say that this woman's child is going to grow up in a far, far more balanced and well-rounded and informed environment than that moron's son. And you have to feel sorry for his son.
Totally.
Because they will just, he will inherit that ignorance like one does an average phallus. Do you know what I mean? Well, sort of micro, isn't it, Michael, if you're...
You're pointing at me. Lovely.
They used to call him Micro Mick.
Oh,
I tried brilliant. To put a stop to it, but then you'd actually get a look at it. It's cartoonishly small. No, this is it. I need to go home. This, whenever I just start ridiculing you like this, it's a time that Megan has ran out of creative steam and he's just reverting to 14-year-old school going, who can I slag? That's not me, because inside I'm sad. Oliver. Guys, thanks so much for listening to Weekly Roast. It is truly my favourite time of the week, so I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you enjoy it, do me a favour, follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark, follow Michael O'Malley on Instagram at Michael O'Malley. There you will find all the information about future shows, updates, changes, happenings, all of the roasts on Instagram. That's where it all exists. I hope you're well. It's a new... I still feel like September is the beginning of the year in many ways. Because of the trauma from school and all the rest. But if it's a new beginning for you, let me just read out this thing I read on ChatGPT earlier. See you next week.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10-milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.